Happy Feast Day, everyone. It is indeed our feast day, collectively, because we are members of this Salesian family. That's the nature of Salesian spirituality. Like a branch, like a vine, it grows and it infuses and it touches everyone's life. Today, we celebrate Blessed Louis Brisson, who was a diocesan priest in France. But because he suffered from chronic illness, he didn't have the stamina and the energy to work in a parish. So his bishop assigned him to a small visitation monastery. And it was in that monastery when he encountered the spirituality of St. Francis de Sales. If you recall, St. Francis de Sales and St. Jane de Chantal founded the Visitation Order together. And that Salesian spirituality caught on for Father Louis Brisson, to the point where Mother Mary Chapuis, who was the superior of the Visitandine Order in that monastery, continually bothered Father Brisson to found an order of men in the Salesian tradition. Now, Louis had already founded an order of sisters, Oblate Sisters of St. Francis de Sales, with another Visitandine sister. And that order was founded in France in order to provide for young women who were being taken advantage of because of the Industrial Revolution. And they wanted to protect these women, to provide for them in good working conditions, but even more importantly, to educate them, to provide them with an education. And of course, to share that spirituality, that wonderful spirituality of St. Francis de Sales, a very practical spirituality. But Louis, because he was chronically ill and didn't have energy, resisted Mother Mary Chapuis. In fact, he challenged her and he said, I will found this order if God provides three miracles. And the miracles that Louis suggested were very pragmatic miracles. He needed money, so he said, if the alms box gets filled with enough money to purchase a piece of land, I'll do it. And that's what happened. The next week, the money appeared. And so, reluctantly, Father Louis Brisson stepped into that role. And it was on October the 12th, over a century ago, when he and six other priests, diocesan priests, formed the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. And that's what we celebrate today. It's kind of interesting to me because I was listening to the story of Jonah this week. We've all been listening to that. And Jonah is the reluctant prophet. Father Louis Brisson is sort of like the reluctant founder. But we celebrate them because the Word of God comes through them. And the works that they have done has infused the Word of God. It has borne fruit. And it's the fruit that we bear in our work and in our celebration and in our thanksgiving today. So this morning, let us be mindful of the fundamental principles of Salesian spirituality. They are humility. If we listen to the first reading, we recall that Jesus Christ, God himself, humbled himself, taking on our form and likeness. Humility, gentleness, patience, hospitality. These are the Salesian principles that really matter. And they matter in a very pragmatic way in our operations from day to day. But even more importantly, they matter in how we reflect our God to others. So this morning, let it be our prayer that we will be infused continually with this wonderful Salesian spirituality, and we can perform and bear fruit in that gift.